From the News Center, a news focus.
A new report urges Pennsylvania's governor-elect to revamp the state's unemployment compensation system. The Keystone Research Center report says Pennsylvania's online unemployment system fails the people who need it by not processing claims in a timely manner. It found only 56% of claimants received their first payment within 10 weeks. The center's executive director, Stephen Hertzenberg, says prior to the pandemic, the online unemployment system was compromised by IT issues and staff cutbacks. So it was overwhelmed when the pandemic hit. He says the backlog of claims peaked over 300,000, which delayed or denied benefits to many.
The new governor needs to understand and not duck the broken system. You know, it's quite likely that in the next 4 years, we'll go into another recession. So this needs to be an urgent priority. And we also need to modernize the system because it was built for the 1930s economy.
The report suggests several recommendations for soon-to-be Governor Josh Shapiro, from appointing a special team to review the system to restoring in-person unemployment service centers. In the meantime, the most recent figures show Pennsylvania's unemployment rate is 4%, and over 250,000 people are receiving unemployment benefits. Hertzenberg adds unemployment insurance benefits are used to put money in people's pockets to help them with their everyday needs and to help lift the economy out of a downturn. But he notes unemployed workers are unable to pay their bills when they have to wait many weeks for their first unemployment compensation payments.
Undoubtedly puts a lot more families at risk of bankruptcy, of eviction, of paying additional economic and social and emotional costs because of their unemployment.
He says the Pennsylvania Department of Labor and Industry has received federal grant money to provide in-person service across the state to people who are unemployed to sign up with CareerLink, which provides resources to help them find new jobs. I'm Danielle Smith.